A committee on corrections holds a public hearing on John Doe lawsuits. Supporters of a measure for judicial discretion in certain John Doe proceedings say the process is outdated and flawed, allowing inmates to file bogus complaints against correctional officers.
While we all agree that we must maintain the opportunity for a John Doe proceeding, the way it's currently administered by the Wisconsin judicial system leaves the process open to the potential for abuse and fraud, including frivolous, expensive, emotional, and time-consuming lawsuits.
State Senator Pat Kreitlow says under the current law, judges are forced to begin a John Doe proceeding regardless of their opinion on the merits of the complaint. His bill requires that all John Doe complaints go to a district attorney for review before a judge may act on it. Representative Gordon Hintz says inmates place officers in a bad position.
An environment where difficult inmates can cuss, spit, antagonize officers on a routine basis can be challenging enough on a standard 8-hour shift. However, the constant threat of costly, time-consuming, and frivolous lawsuits prevent these workers from responding to inmates and doing the jobs that the state of Wisconsin pays them to do.
In 2007, Gabe Umentum, a correctional officer at Waupun, had been charged with a felony for abuse to an inmate. He testifies without any evidence against him. He says the inmate simply made up the story.
The judge couldn't take in effect that this inmate was a chronic liar and rule breaker. The same inmate filed numerous John Doe lawsuits, just kept trying until he got a judge to listen to him.
Marty Beal, executive director of AFSCME Council 24, says this bill is necessary. He says in the last year, there were over 100 John Does filed against correctional officers and probation and parole agents. Republican Senator Scott Fitzgerald agrees with the need for reform, but takes it even further. He wants the John Doe process flat out eliminated. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.